Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we are following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we've redefined what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The guy that she was dating at the time, like in high school, very serious with him, but he was significantly older to where he had to lie about his age because he was above the maximum age you could take like to someone to prom.
Because it sounds illegal.
Sounds a little
illegal. Can you elaborate
illegal
on the age? He was like 30. I'm just like, that is not okay. How old was he?
He was, close. Not quite that,
close.
But
okay,
30.
So illegal.
Nice.
Do they think he was like a chaperone or a teacher?
Hey, excuse me, sir. Do you know where the punch is?
Hey, guys. Welcome to Between the Reps with Brooke and Gina.
Yeah, another episode.
We have a guest today.
Yeah. My cousin is here, actually. Her name is Lauren Enns. I know all of you guys are like, I wonder how she's your cousin. Oh, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Funny story. Not really funny story. And then we'll have you weigh in on this because there's two sides. So one of my really good friends that I've known for a while and I coached with and I was at the gym all the time, he started dating this girl. Okay. And he was told me her name
this
one day.
Bitch.
This bitch.
She's so annoying.
And he's like, oh, yeah, her name's Lauren Enns. And I was like, excuse me? Yeah, Lauren Enns. And I was like, will you spell that for me? And he's like, because I was that surprised. I'll tell you why. Enz was her last name. And I was like, where is she from? And he said, you know, Switzerland. And I was like, shut the fuck up. So this is how I learned that this was my relative. My family is Swiss. From all my ancestors from Switzerland. And my last name is Enns. And they changed the spelling in the United States. And like, I still have like my great, great grandfather. Like I'm from Utah. Mm-hmm. You go to like where they have, the old houses where they keep like plaques with like people's names on them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like the people that settled.
Like a historical type. Yeah.
You go to some of these places in Utah and in Southern Utah. And our last name is still Enz on all of that.
Isn't that funny? I think a lot of families, I've heard that a lot. When families would come to America, sometimes they would want it to sound Americanized. Mm-hmm. So that could have been something they were doing too.
Or the people didn't care and they just were like, fuck it.
Or they were like, getting off the boat and they were like, what's your last name? They're like, Enz. They're like, oh, Enz. Yeah, sounds good. E-N-C-E. Yeah.
Put a stamp on it. Yeah.
Dude,
next.
Enz would be so much easier. The amount of times I have, do you have problems when you're like on the phone with someone, like what's, and it's like making a reservation and they ask you for your first and last name. Do they ever make
yes.
you spell it?
Oh, I just spell it every time. And actually the first time I had to spell it with like saying like E as in Edward, I said N as in nasty. And I don't know.
That's funny.
I'm going to say that
my
now.
My mom was there and was like, of all the words you could choose, he's a nasty.
He's an Edward.
N is a nasty.
I like
Z is
Edward.
Zebra.
I always said elephant. Elephant? Hmm. E is an elephant. N is a Nancy. C is in cat. E is an elephant. And I would say that over and over and over again. They still would fuck it up.
I mean, at least you're not Sean Cherulo.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't want to hear any bitching from you two.
C-I-N-C-I-R-U-L-O. Yeah. But so this is Lauren, and she's my cousin, and it's awesome.
Say hi, Lauren.
Hi, guys.
And she's here to hang out with us, and we're going to talk prom.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah, why are we talking prom?
The reason we're talking prom
is because
your daughter
Ruby is going to prom today. Oh my goodness. There's so much that goes into it.
A lot. And yeah. But even it's different, like all dances she's gone to since she was like starting to go to dances is a lot different than how we did it in when I was growing up.
Well, and way different from when I was doing it.
I know. I can't wait to hear those stories.
Well, I went to private school, so I didn't really go to dances. I mean, I went to public school for 3 years of high school.
Okay.
But nobody liked me. We'll get to that another time. All the counseling I've been in.
No one liked me.
No one ever invited me anywhere. Just kidding. There was a couple times that I actually got invited to things.
So, Lauren said you've been to how many proms?
3 times. So I went as a sophomore, a junior, and a senior.
Which I think is just her rubbing it in my face.
Yeah. I mean, the looks of her, I 100% would be like, yeah, guys are probably like, want to go to prom. Like the second she was like old enough to go to prom, they're like, yeah, we want to go to prom.
But you never thought that when you saw me? I'm just kidding.
Nope.
You're like, she definitely never went to prom.
I think that I went to prom 2 times.
You think?
Listen.
I didn't even drink or do drugs in high school. So how can you not remember that?
Well,
Are you getting it mixed up with like formal?
Yes, because there's many like winter dances.
Formal, spring formal. Yeah.
Homecoming. So many. That's the thing. So many different dances. Right. Funny. My mom just recently, I'm 29, and we've had, because we spent money on dresses. My mom, up until maybe a couple of years ago, we've had my sister's and mine in a closet, all of the dresses.
Stop.
Not kidding. And they just stayed in there.
It's like that movie.
27 Dresses.
I was just going to say that.
So this is when I didn't get invited. This is when I didn't get invited. I bought a dress
every year, just in case.
Put it on, and my dad danced around the kitchen with me.
Actually sounds kind of cute.
So, about prom. Mm-hmm. There's the whole, we'll start with the asking thing. When first, Gina.
Yeah.
How did that happen when you were in school a long time ago?
like 30 years ago.
Fuck.
Yeah. Very different.
Yeah. Gina's 49 now.
I mean, I got my first, like now there's so much prep. You know what I mean? Like I got my first manicure at 30. You know what I mean? Like it just wasn't a thing. Like you didn't get like your nails done like regularly.
Yeah.
You know? And so like, I know there were like some girls, but it was like considered like you had like a lot of money or like fancy or something, you know? And like you maybe got a limo.
Yeah.
But again, since I was never asked, I don't know. I don't know what other people did.
So what did other people
do? I actually did go to one prom.
It's like never been kissed.
Seriously. I did go to my senior prom, but it was last minute. I wore my friend's sister's prom dress from like 2 years before, and because she just wanted to go and she hadn't gotten asked and I hadn't gotten asked. So we ended up going by ourselves. I mean, we had a decent time. It was fun.
Honestly,
it might actually have been more fun than going with a date because that feels like so much pressure.
And that's what Ruby's doing today.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But my daughter's going with her guy friends.
Did they go out of like, did they do big asks?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. They do all that.
But did you?
Oh no.
So how did they ask?
No, again, I was never asked. So I don't know.
How did your friends get asked?
They all went together.
None of you
got asked. No. I actually had friends that got asked.
Okay. How did you guys do it?
They would just ask them.
Like, hey, want to go to prom? And
yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. That was like back when people spoke to each other. It wasn't just like on a phone or texting.
Over text.
Yeah. That's like when you would like, they would call your landline and then you'd be like, no, you get off. No, you hang up.
And your mom's like, get off the phone. I know.
Yeah. It's back in those days.
So they didn't do like the big like poster boards or driving up to your house and there's.
Dude, I'm the youngest of four and that means a couple of things. I was the favorite.
It was the favorite.
Actually, I wasn't.
So there's that.
My sister, I was like the baby and everyone, like very loved, but my sister, one above me, we called her the golden child.
Oh, that's Michaela in my family.
Yeah.
My third, yeah, the third one.
And she's the third one. Golden child. But when I was growing up, I remember my older siblings doing the dance thing. And it was always like, and my mom is very creative. And she, with my brother especially, would always help him. Like, he would do these big asks. Like, he would, you know, this is one that really haunts me a little bit. Because being the youngest, I was a part of those a lot.
Like, oh, stop. Like, you had to, like, you were, like, the little actress. And, like, you had to go up and be, like, the cute one. And be, like,
dude, this
please
is one,
tell.
This is one that I remember vividly. I don't remember exactly, like, all the pieces or, like, what the quote was, like, the creative saying they used to ask. But I do remember being in a cow costume. Like, a cow, cow with, costume? Like, udders. 100%. And I remember having to, like, go up to the door, like, this girl in a cow costume with udders and having, like, a basket I had to, like, leave for this girl. That's all I remember.
I want to know how the cow comes into it, because it's like, do you want to milk me? Do you want to milk me?
Milk was a bad choice.
Why did your brother dress up as the cow?
I don't remember.
Because Brooke was so cute and little, and it's just way cuter to come from a little girl.
Yeah, weird, weird stuff.
He probably sat in the car and was like, Brooke, put you in a headlock and make you go do this shit.
Yeah. And then, but it was always like a lot of, like, you know, people would get a sign, like, you'd come out from your school and end of school, and there's like a big sign with some words written on it with like candy bars placed in between, like, you're a big hunk, right? Like, my heart is bursting with
wow,
like some cheesy fucking saying. Wow. And you'd have like all these different things, or I remember this never happened to me, but it happened to my siblings. They'd come home and the girl to like answer Cody's my brother, would like trash his room. I mean, it usually was a room thing. Like, you'd find out with the parents or the friends when that girl or guy would be gone. You'd go to their room and like decorate their room. And it was always like balloons and like glitter and confetti. Seriously, all over the room. So I remember like it was always like if a girl was coming to answer Cody, my mom always like made sure the room was like really put together.
She probably put plastic down.
And you'd find glitter and confetti for like months and months, like months.
Because
like,
stuff does not come out.
No.
You know, like the Scotch
and you have to like search for an answer. Or like, I remember, this is really funny. Marston actually was answering a girl and he decided to go to the pet store.
Uh-oh.
And get.
I've heard this story.
Yes. And get three mice.
No.
And on their bellies, he wrote the letter Y on one, E on one, and S on the other one. Oh. Or something. He was like answering. And she calls him and she was like, I don't get it.
Uh-oh.
And he's like, what? And she goes, yeah, I don't get it. There's a box, but there's like nothing in it. And so the
put it in her room?
The mice had like I chewed through the box, like this box they were in.
Cardboard box.
Yeah. And she like was freaking out. You boys better get over here and come and find these mice. And he had to like go over and find them in her room.
Oh no.
Why would that seem like a good idea anyway? I love his brain.
That always made me laugh. I'm like, I would kill you.
Like, what if she hated rodents?
Yeah, probably. Didn't care.
Or was scared or something.
She started finding rat shit all over her room.
Oh my God. And then I feel like when I was in high school though, the dances I went to, it was pretty straightforward. Kind of like what you're saying. I did have one boy that asked me to a dance one time. I think it may have been like a formal dance. And I basically came out and someone had given me a watermelon. It was like a melon and he just like wrote on it. And I was like, this is fucking dumb. I don't even like this kind of melon.
I'm just going to write no and send it back to him.
But how was it for you, Lauren?
I don't remember how, like, for sophomore year, I don't remember how that one went. For junior year, though, like, the reason that there was, like, three proms is I grew up in one city that had a certain high school, but then I went to high school outside of that city. So I went to private school away from Hollister, where I originally grew up. And so I was driving home one night, and keep in mind, like, I lived out in the middle of nowhere. Like, absolutely nowhere. So I'm driving up, and it had been kind of windy that night. And I just see these signs kind of like strewn across like where the gate is to get into my house. And luckily I had my dad, or else I wouldn't have gotten out of the car. But I had picked up all these signs. I had to like put them together, and it was like, will you go to prom with me?
Yeah.
So I guess it was like a good effort.
There was definitely, I remember.
That's cute though.
Yeah, I do remember a lot of people would do like a puzzle kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they'd make it, you'd have to like find the pieces and like put them together. I feel
like if you know that you're going to like prom is coming up, you're already like, okay. Like I wouldn't even put it together.
But you have to like figure out who it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
So like a lot of the time.
Like, if I saw a puzzle, I'd be like, yeah, okay, cool.
Because like
I don't
if
do
you,
work.
Like sometimes people would already know like who they're going with because they're either like dating or they've already talked about it or whatever. But a lot of time you like decide who you're going to go with, and you like, if it's like, if you get asked, right. Mm-hmm. And there are certain dances that the girls ask the guys, and a lot of most of the dances, the guys ask the girls. And so that was part of it. It's like there was usually like, you know, with the cheesy fucking saying and all like the candy bars, there's also where you have to like put something together to find out who asked you, or you got to like, maybe it's a riddle and then, yeah, which makes it a little bit more fun, I guess. And around that
time. What if you got the riddle wrong and you thought it was somebody else?
That would be funny.
They show up and you're like,
oh.
Or you answer to someone who you thought it was. And they're like, I didn't ask you. That'd be embarrassing.
That's devastating at that age. I don't think you'd come out of that.
I don't want to go anymore.
You don't recover from that.
Yeah, I never asked you.
I was asking your sister. It was like put in the wrong room.
Oh man.
Oh my God, just like they decorated the wrong room at your house. Or maybe you shared a room. I shared a room with my sister for a long time.
That'd be horrible.
Yeah. Then you have the whole like find a dress, match your colors.
I hated matching. To this day I hated matching like to the dude. I'm like, why? Why do you have to match me? Like, just do your own thing.
It was always like the tie.
Yeah.
Or whatever. It was like, what color is your dress?
And I know, because like, Ruby was like, originally she was wearing pink. Now she's red. So she went and got a pink boutonniere. But now she's red. So I don't know how that's going to work out. You know, I'm sure it's going to be very devastating. It's going to be the end of the world. But
it's a Valentine themed.
No, she got this gorgeous dress. But yeah, she had a dress fiasco where she got, ordered one dress. The confirmation didn't go through and she didn't realize it. Mm-hmm. And then she ordered two dresses from like kind of like a cheaper site and then had them both altered. Neither one came out good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I haven't even told you this.
No.
So this morning, her prom is today.
No wonder she didn't send me a photo. I was like, send me a photo.
Not yet. Well, she sent me a video of the dress. So she basically drove over the hill to San Jose, which is like 30 minutes away, this morning, and she had her hair appointment at noon today.
Okay.
And she's texting me at 10:30, like, I think I just found a dress. And I was like, wait, what? Because she was at her dad's. And
so
I was like,
at this point, you didn't know that
I had
like
no idea
either.
She didn't have a dress. And she just hated them. She was like, oh, they're altered. They look so bad. And so I was like, well, that sucks. And so she drove over there this morning. She found this beautiful dress. But I don't know how many dresses her dad's bought her at this point.
For real. Like, and you can't, one that never showed.
Or one that never showed.
And then two
and
that
then
she
two
then
that are
paid
altered and
to
can't
alter.
Send back. That he paid the alterations on. But we kind of had the same kind of deal happen to us last year. And that was on me. So, you know, it's his turn.
Yeah, let him keep buying. Get her another one. Get her one more.
Yeah, just, like a backup. But yeah, so she found this one this morning and she looks absolutely gorgeous. So I go take pictures of her in a couple hours. It was like Trudy's Bridal over the hill, but it's really pretty. It's like red and it has like the low back like she likes with all the little strappies and
like sparkly stuff.
This one's not sparkly. Last year was sparkly and it was gorgeous, but this year's more just, I'll show you guys. But yeah. I'll show you guys while you guys talk about something else.
The boutonniere thing was always the biggest thing. And I always forgot it. But my grandparents, my grandparents always had rose bushes. And so what I would do is I would just take some pin. I would drive by my grandparents, cut off a rose, like on the way to prom. And show up and be like, hey, I got
thanks, Grandma.
Yeah. Grab that and like some weeds and just put it together. It always looked good.
That's funny.
I always forgot, though.
I'm trying to find this dress. I mean, yeah, I never would have remembered. My mom would always remember.
Mm. The dressing was another big thing.
Oh, that's so pretty.
Oh, it is super pretty. Dang.
So pretty. What are the other ones? You have photos of the other one?
I don't.
The dress is very beautiful. It,
It's like a crimson red.
Yeah, and it has like the slit up one leg.
Mm-hmm.
It's really pretty.
So Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. I was like, where have I seen that look before?
Mm-hmm. That was always a big thing. I could never find like really the one that I wanted until it was the last minute. Like even if I tried to find something earlier. And I always had to have a different one. I never wore the same one.
No, I always had different ones. I had a couple dresses that I wore. Because there's always girls that like wore like the really big ones, mm-hmm. right? I had one dress that was strapless. It was like champagne. And that was probably the biggest one that I had ever wore. All the other ones were pretty straight down, low back. No. I had a lime green one. It was like kind of like lime green and yellow. It was actually really pretty. And it had
the way you're describing it already with lime green. It does not sound pretty.
Oh my God. When I go home, I'll try and find some photos, probably embarrassing ones, but I'll still do it. Or if for some reason, any of those dresses are still in a closet, I'll try and put them on.
Yes. I tried that. My lats were not going to fit over my lats Mm-mm.
at all.
I had one that was like a teal green. I got speaking of matching, this is kind of funny. So I don't really care that it matches, but I kind of guessed on the green. I'm like, it's like a light green / blue, something in between. There was like seafoam. So the dude gets a seafoam tie and I show up and the colors do not match. Like I just didn't get the color wrong. And he was like, that's teal.
He
knew exactly what color it was. I'm like, dude, I didn't fucking know. I just told you what it was. I should have sent him a picture. He was very, very upset.
It's always good when the guy
I hope
like
he doesn't
pissed.
Listen to this. Yeah, he's like, oh man, I'm the guy that got upset over the color.
I remember that day. I've never worn teal since. That color is dead to me.
I was kind of bummed though. My senior year, I didn't wear like the traditional super long one.
Mm-hmm.
I wore like a short one that was tight fitted. Yeah, cocktail. Just totally black.
My favorite color.
And I totally like the color, but looking back, I should have done more like the gaudy color of like, I don't know, some sparklies or something.
Oh yeah, like
that.
While you can wear it or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, my sister had some really pretty ones. And she always, I mean, she's like, really long, straight, dark hair, really long torso, and she looked beautiful in like more like fitted, low back. And I kind of wore the same style, but I was more, whenever I shopped with my mom, we were always more willing to grab the ones that almost looked like it wasn't something that I would like, but it always fit really well. And that was part of it, like the lime green I'm telling you about.
And I'm sure it was beautiful.
We bought that in San Diego, and we went shopping, and it was one that was like, you know, when I'm just in there trying dresses on. And I also find it fun to try on like shitty dresses. So it's like one of those that when I put it on, it was like, oh, it actually just fit so well and was really, really pretty. And like it was low back, but across the mid back, it had like a strap that was like jewels.
Mm-hmm.
It was really nice.
Like rhinestones.
It was halter top.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's teal instead of lime. You know, you could be getting the color
wrong. It had, because there was like layers. That's true. There was like layers of fabric,
mm-hmm.
and that they all were sort of sheer in a way. So
you're making it sound so much better. I'm thinking of this like lime dress with just like, I don't know, you're almost like a mermaid type.
Well, it didn't show up super lime because it had other like. Other undertones and like yellows like and stuff, almost like kind of shimmery.
I want you to keep explaining it because it's just getting better.
Wow. Hey, I look like shit.
No, I'm sure it looked good. I've done that before. Like where I tell someone, like I'm like midway telling them like how cute this thing is. And then I go, wow, it sounds super shitty when I explain it to you.
You know, it's like,
never
fluffy,
mind. You'll just
right
have to
here,
see it. Yeah.
It like falls like this right here.
Right. And they're like, okay. So it's like a trash bag.
would have looked better in a trench bag.
My sister was the same way. She's super tall and slender, and everything looked super, super pretty on her. She always got like really, really gorgeous dresses.
Yeah.
Have you gone to counseling for that?
Still going.
We go together.
Still going. Yeah, so my sister's...
I'm still trying to get over that. You and I can go together, Lauren. I'm still getting over prom and you're...
So how did you get asked?
I don't know. I never got asked.
I never went.
That's, you want to ask me again?
Yeah.
You're bringing up old shit and it's really starting to bother me.
I really worked hard for 30 years to get over it.
I think the funniest was post-prom. So my sister had a date. They went as friends.
Uh-huh.
And this kid, like, again, we lived super far out. So I went to school that was like an hour and a half away from like where I actually lived. So the next morning, this kid drives my sister home and he gets out of the car. And I'm like, Connor, are you drunk right now? And he's wasted. It's 9 o'clock in the morning, the day after prom. They drive an hour and a half back. He passes out on our patio furniture.
What?
Yeah. Throws up in the fireplace, passes out again, gets up.
I'm just going to sit down for a minute.
And then leaves. And my mom just like in the, is it just in the kitchen? Like, what the fuck?
We,
oh fuck.
Like, so for instance, Ruby, this is a lot different than what we ever did. So they're going on, they have a bus. I'll let you explain it.
Yeah. So they don't do it at the school or like a local place anymore. What they do is they all go to the school or get dropped off at the school, and then they all load up on a bus and then they like search them. You know, they want to make sure that no one's, you know, getting fucked up
or
yeah, whatever. And I guess they're like so thorough. I guess like Ruby was saying last year, one of her really good friends, the date got like patted down and they found weed on him or something. So this poor girl had to go to prom by herself. Her date got kicked off the
like
bus.
Everyone's in the bus are like, you out. And she's just like, what?
So poor thing. So they end up driving to Monterey, which is like, I don't know how far that is. Like 45 minutes probably
from here.
An hour.
Okay. An hour. And then they go to this like really nice restaurant at this hotel, and then they have like their whole dance. And you know, Ruby is just thrilled to be the only one on the dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is her whole goal, is I'm going to be in the middle.
I mean,
She's probably already pulled her hair out.
She already told me. She was like, I want to read what she wrote me. So I thought, for some reason, I thought her prom was yesterday. So I had texted Ruby and just told, you know, to have a good night, but send me some photos all dressed up. And she said, thank you, Auntie. It's tomorrow, but I will definitely throw out some sick ass moves for you.
And she will, man.
Oh, for sure.
That kid has been a dancer, man, since she was like a toddler.
That was us too, though. And I hated dancing with people.
And that's her. She's like a solo dancer.
Yeah, because she...
It's like, it's hard. Clear the floor.
Oh, yeah. You start trying to dance with someone, it's like you got to worry about their shitty tempo.
Excuse me, you're way shittier dancer than I am.
Sorry, I can feel the music and you,
and
clearly
cannot.
Can't. Yeah, she's going to enjoy herself. And she's going with her girlfriend, so that's one.
Well, no, she's going with guy friends.
Oh.
No, so it's not girlfriends.
Oh.
So it's just a group of friends. So like none of them are actually like romantically, I don't know if none of them are, but the guy that she's going with, she's not romantically involved with. Because she's sort of, you know, we love Rue. She's sort of a serial dater. Which is great because I don't want her to like settle down too early.
Real.
But she, I guess the boy that she's going to kill me if she
listens. I doubt that, she listens to us.
Yeah, I heard. I do too.
She loves us and hates us.
She does.
Kids.
But no,
the boy
that she likes, mm-hmm, or that she's sort of seeing, I don't really understand all the logistics of that, actually means. Kids these days. Is out of high school.
Oh,
so you can
okay.
imagine that going to prom is very uncool.
Yeah.
For him. But he's a cool guy, so he's totally fine with her going with a
Dude,
guy friend.
My mom and dad are high school sweethearts. And my dad graduated before my mom. And she made my dad, not made, he didn't want to go. He paid for her to take someone else to prom.
No way.
Yes. Savage.
Dude, he is, man. That's smart.
My mom was like, I'm gonna go and I'm taking this guy and you're gonna pay. And my dad's like, okay, because I ain't
here
going.
You go. Yeah. Dude, I had a friend, and my still my best friend. Again, I don't think she'd listen to this either, so I have no problem saying this. The guy that she was dating at the time, like in high school, very serious with him, but he was significantly older, to where he had to lie about his age because he was above the maximum age you could take, like, to someone to prom.
Because it sounds illegal.
Sounds a little illegal.
Can you elaborate on the age? He was like 30. I'm just like, that is not okay.
How old was he?
He was, you know, close. Not quite that close. But close.
Okay, so illegal. Okay, so moving on.
Yes. Illegal at the time.
Yeah, okay.
So he came to our prom.
Shut up.
Yeah, he came to the prom and the prom after party.
Nice.
Do they think he was like a chaperone or a teacher?
Hey, excuse me, sir, do you know where the punch is?
He had to put some effort into making himself look a little younger, for sure.
That's funny.
Yeah.
He probably loved it.
Usually had a beard, and he just shaved everything. He did not seem like it. He was not happy that we had warm blue moon that we were playing beer pong with after? Not fun.
I have to be honest, as a parent, that's cringeworthy to listen to.
That's funny.
Lauren's like, this 40-year-old man took my friend to the prom? And he had to like shave his beard so he looked younger. Sorry, that's not your voice. It's like,
and then
Lauren's like, yeah, you're an asshole, Gina. Thanks for making me sound like an idiot.
Gina's just over there like, oh my God, I hope there's no 4-year-olds in my daughter's prom.
I know, like as a mom, I'm like, oh my God, that sounds awful.
Well, you mentioned that like Ruby's going in like a group. So that brings me to day dates.
Day dates.
Yes. So I honestly, I wonder if it's just maybe like a Utah thing.
Sounds
or like
I've never heard of it.
You know, not California thing, but we would do day dates. So like a prequel
to the prom.
My mom's calling.
Oh, hey mom.
I should Bluetooth her in.
Oh my God, you should.
Okay.
You should ask her.
I think I already am Bluetoothed in. Oh. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, mommy.
What? Mom. Hi, I missed
your call. Hi, Leslie. Mom, just
mom,
before,
you're the podcast.
Mom, you're being recorded on the podcast right now.
Oh, no.
Mom, we're talking about prom.
Prom?
Yeah, prom.
Oh, I love helping you get ready for prom. Save a part, shopping for the dress.
Yes, we talked about dresses. And I just finished telling Gina the story, Gina and Lauren, the story about when... you had dad pay for you to take someone else to prom?
Oh, yes, I did do that. He was no fun.
You're so cool.
He didn't like to go.
He was awesome.
He was fun. He just didn't like to go to dances. And he was working. He was out of school. I was still in school. So I took his good friend.
Took his friend and made my dad pay
it was
for
one
it.
Of his, and he gave me the money to go.
That's
asking
amazing.
For the money to go, he gave it to me. He's such
because
a
you
giver.
Deserve that. You deserve that.
Hey, mom. Do you remember when we were answering? It was when you dressed me up in a cow costume for Cody.
Yeah.
Did you say yeah?
I can't remember what we said though. I can't remember what we said.
See,
to do that.
Cow costume. I was talking about that because. Like when I was young, people used to do more extravagant asks and answers, and they don't really do that here.
No. And your dad never got that. He just told Lakin, yeah, go on and ask if they want to go. If they don't want to go, too bad for them. Move on to someone else.
My nephew is 16 and in school. he doesn't really want to go to prom. He doesn't want to go to dances, Lakin.
Yeah, he's not into it right now.
Yeah.
My mom always told me that whoever asks you first, you have to, like, don't reject them.
Yeah, well, my mom
was bad karma. Like, you have to say it at first. So I'm like, fuck, I really hope someone asks me that I want to go because I have to say yes.
Well,
I know, but it's hard. Like, think about, like, boys. Like, I have two boys. And I'd always felt like sisters, you know? So it was always like, you know, girls rule, boys drool. But then I had, like, boys. And then you, like, realize, like, oh, there's like so much responsibility put on these boys, you know, to like do the asking and, you know, their little hearts get broken and they get embarrassed and they, you know,
well,
all of that. So it's like
Gina never got asked. And between the three of us, Lauren seems like she's the only one who had the opportunity to reject anyone. I never got the opportunity. It was like if I got asked, it was like, oh, thank God. I'm going.
Well, that's why I married the first person that asked.
She'd never been asked.
I'd never been asked to do anything. Like, so I was like, hey, what?
You
okay.
Hey, you want
to
do what we're doing forever? No, he, and you're like,
literally,
yeah.
No, he literally just asked me to lunch. And I was like, yeah, I'll marry you.
I'm in. Count me in.
He's like, no, I just meant lunch.
Do you want to have lunch? Yeah, I'll have lunch with you forever, every day. Let's do it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you treat. Oh, man.
Mom, do you have any you have any words for the audience about anything?
Gosh.
Maybe some embarrassing stories about Brooke?
What? Mom? No.
I just like, no.
Honestly, I don't have any embarrassing stories. I mean, she would go do something, and she could never go to bed if she knew she had done something wrong. She'd have to come in, and I always knew there was something up, so she would get in and cuddle, and then she would tell us what she did. So she always...
I couldn't lie.
Confessional.
I'm way better at lying these days.
No, kidding. You're better at lying these days. No. I got way better at lying. That's what happened to me last night.
You know, because I'm committed. Until what happened? Yeah. What happened to you last night?
Lost one of my diamond earrings in the jacuzzi.
Oh no! Did you find
it? I'm really glad I got insurance. No.
Oh no! Well, I'm coming home tomorrow. I'm coming home tomorrow. I'll try and find your diamond earring. She lost one of her diamond earrings in the hot tub. Ooh. She's like, I'm really happy she has. Did you tell Dad?
Oh, Dad was in there with me.
Oh,
well, then how are you lying?
It's kind of his fault.
Oh. Holding you underwater?
No, wasn't underwater. I didn't want to get my hair wet.
I'm the same, Leslie. Seriously, same.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get my hair wet, but he wanted the top to come off.
Oh. That's what's up. Just so you guys all know, it's my mom. I get it from my mom.
Queen of pop the top.
Yeah, popping the top. Yeah. So if you're ever like, you know, wondering anything about me, well, this is the woman that I got it from.
You wonder why Brooke's a nudist. She got it from her mama.
Well, when I come home, I'll go scuba diving in there and see if I can find it.
Dad was scuba diving last night in there and couldn't find it. With the light.
Well, I wonder.
Then he took it apart today. It went down the drain.
Yeah, it had to have.
Oh.
It went down the drain.
Tell him you need a new pair.
So he says, should we go buy you a new pair? And I'm like going, I need to have my stuff replaced anyway. Because I like, Chris, I don't know if you want to spend that much to buy me to replace that earring.
I feel like, if he's offering, you should just be like, yeah.
Yeah, get on that.
Yeah.
Get on that. He would do anything for me. I can say that.
Aww. Yes, he would.
I wanted it. I could go get it. So
it's true.
True.
I think it's guilt because he knows that he does that for himself. He's like, you know what? It's not my birthday today, but I'm going to buy myself a new bike anyways. That's a memory I have of my dad growing up many times throughout the year, him coming home. And sneaking.
Sneaking stuff. Don't look what I got you for your birthday. Go outside, he's got a new four-wheeler in the back of the truck.
Oh, yeah. He did that to me one year. He was like, look what I got for your birthday. It was my birthday. He got himself a four-wheeler and told me it was for me. Also, one year for my birthday, he gave me a pooper scooper to pick up dog shit.
Oh,
that was my job.
He's always got an alternative as to why he buys what he buys.
My mom's caught him sneaking a new bike into the backyard, into his garage before.
That's amazing.
And then he'll just like sing happy birthday to himself.
Once a month.
Yeah.
All right, mommy. I'll call you back when we're all done. Say goodbye. Say goodbye to the listeners.
Love you.
Happy I love you. Again. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you for my message.
Love you, mommy.
Okay, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
That was awesome. All right, that's my
mom. The best.
I didn't want to get my hair wet, but he wanted the top to come off, so it's his fault. Hey, guys. My parents have been married for...
long time.
Yeah, like 35 years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
I think 35. That's a long time. And they have a way better relationship now than they did my whole upbringing. Want to know why? Kids. My older two siblings caused a lot of stress.
Wow. Well. Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, kids do that. Anyways, she's the bomb. I'm going to see her tomorrow. What I was going to say was we do day dates, which entailed like this, which was the most, this was the most fun of going to a dance. So like Sadie Hawkins or things like that.
So it was only around dances.
Not- yes, it was just around dances. And Gina's shoving the microphone.
I just deep-throated you with the microphone.
Oh, sorry.
It's not the first time you did it either.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No.
Oh man, I've been hitting you the whole time. Sorry.
That's why I keep poking. Oh my God. I just...
Gina can't control her mic.
I should not be in control.
I'm just going to hold this here. I know.
We're going to order. I'm actually going to order us another microphone.
That's why I keep poking you, dude.
I know, but I'm literally like not trying to look at you because my breath is so bad that I'm not trying to like talk in your face. So I've been so conscious of it. So every time I hand it to you, it's like hitting you in the face and I apologize. You waited 38 minutes to tell me.
I kept trying to poke you, you know.
She thought you were just
say it
like,
next time. Daniel just walked in with a sandwich for me.
And then left.
Thank you, Daniel.
Bye.
Okay, day dates. Sorry, guys. I'm going to finish this thought. We'd plan a whole day. And the whole group you were going to a dance with. So we'd go in a group. And you'd have couples that, like, you went to a dance with this person. But you'd have a whole group. And usually it's, like, your friends. And you'd go during the day, like the guys or the girls, we'd all meet and we'd like go and do an activity, whether it was going boating or four-wheeling. Or there was one time, because I'm from St. George, Utah, we went down toward Las Vegas. And there's tons of like roller coasters and stuff down there. And we'd go and ride roller coasters all day and then come back home. Or we'd go to the lake all day. One year we went to the lake and just boated all day. And then we'd all come back. We'd go to your house and you'd start getting ready. So you spend the whole day with your whole group of friends, basically a bunch of people, take photos, have fun, go and do some sort of activity, whether it was like up to the cabin or to the lake or something like that. And, or if it's in the winter, like winter formal, mm-hmm. you'd go sledding or something like that. Then you start getting ready. You get showered, get all ready, go, you'll get your hair done. And then from there, you'd all come together at one of the houses and you would do photos.
Yeah, so, that's something that we did.
And we would do photos like that. And you'd do like a group photo and individual photos. And then from there, if you had like a limo or something like that, or if every couple just had the guy's car, then you would go to dinner and to the dance and hang out for a little bit after the dance. But then we all came home. Like we never had like an overnight thing ever.
Oh, we would go to like someone's house and have kind of like an after prom thing. An after prom.
There was
party.
Usually something like that. And then we had some dances that had, like, you'd go, if they hosted the dance at a hotel or something, they'd have the dinner there as well. And then everyone kind of went into the dinner and then you would do the dance there as well.
That's how my high school was. My senior year, we actually took a bus to the harbor in San Francisco. And we were on a boat for prom.
Oh, cool. Oh,
yeah, the dinner was shitty though. So no one ate anything. Everyone just ate candy and it was not a pretty sight.
No, probably not.
Candy and then alcohol. Yeah.
Yeah. But like ours was definitely, and maybe there was just a lot of fun and excitement around each dance because of the whole experience. It was like from the moment you started asking to like planning your day date and doing the whole wear your dress and get ready and take friends, like all the girls would get together and do all their photos. And sometimes, you know, at one of the family's houses, they would actually do the dinner. And there were a lot of people from my school that had like, you know, very, at least what it appeared to be, wealthy families and like big houses. And they would be able to have, they would, you know, the parents that put it on and some of the other parents would help. They'd have all the tables and they would like totally decorate it and have dinner and all the couples would come over and they would like do this big dinner.
Oh, that's cool.
And they'd go to the dance. So it was.
The dinner part was always the most fun for me.
Yeah.
Most of the time we did a limo, like it was a huge group of us would go together and do a limo and go to dinner. And that part was way, way more fun than the actual dance.
Yeah. I had that same experience. I think that something I never actually did was just go with friends. Mm-hmm. We always like were asked and would go in groups.
Yeah.
I think that I would have had more fun. Not more fun. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of fun. But I think it'd be really fun to like do what Ruby's doing today. Like just with her friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Less stress. Like no matching. No teal fiasco.
They're still matching. They were trying to match. But no, I mean, even though they're going as friends, he still did like a ask thing or whatever. She like went over
How did he do it?
She went over to his home and they hung out by the pool and she looked down and he had, I don't know if it's rocks. I don't know. Show me a picture of it. It's hard to tell. But at the bottom of the pool, it's spelled prom with like a question mark.
Okay, that's
cute. At the bottom. It's very cute.
That is cute.
And then last year she went, it was her junior year. She went with her boyfriend who was at the boyfriend at the time who was, he rode motorcycles. So it was cute. She went to one of his races and then he like rode up on his motorcycle with a big sign that said, "Will you go to prom?" with like roses. And, and this kid gave her roses too. So even though it wasn't, I think it's just like, I think it's a normal thing now.
I got
like
a melon.
This big.
I got a melon.
Oh my God. Yeah, I know. I mean, it's cute because even though they're going as friends, they're still, you know, put the work in or I think it's expected now.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you can even go or get a date unless you do something extravagant like that.
Yeah. I think it'd be really fun for us to do an adult prom and just have Katie do it.
Dude, that's like, going to be like, for my 50th birthday.
And do like 80s themed.
Yeah. That is my birthday theme right there. Gina never went to prom. It's her. Can you imagine?
Dude, I'm going to ask you in the most extravagant way. There'll be doves. It'll be like a never been kissed when he's like in her dream. He like comes down the street, like out the sunroof. And there's like,
she's doves coming out.
But instead of throwing an egg at you.
She's going to pull out the cow costume again for you.
I'll be in a cow costume.
Can you milk me, Greg?
I got nibbles, Greg.
I got nibbles, Greg. Can you milk me? Oh my God. I would love it. Yes.
Yes.
I you know what I want? I want like a bunch of people to ask me so that I have to like pick and choose who I'm going with.
I'm going to have to kill a lot of people.
I want it to be Fight Club. It has to be a Fight Club to take me to prom.
Yes.
Yeah. And I don't know if I'm putting out or not.
Well, you know, I'm going to get you drunk.
Perfect. Perfect.
And I'll feed you Cheetos.
Okay. Perfect. It's the only way to get me to put out. Feed me Cheetos.
Or biscuits and gravy.
It's so sloppy. Mm.
All right. Well, this was fun.
This was fun. Sorry, Lauren, for smacking you in the face with the microphone all the whole time. I look over, she's like bruised. She's like missing a tooth.
She's used to being hit in the face with something hard.
Oh, damn. She's a freak.
Also, we can revert back to my mom. I did say we were cousins, so it does run in the family.
I know. I feel like I'm going to be sitting here fully clothed and you guys are both to be naked running around.
I feel like there's so much stuff that's fun and that some people could like look down upon, but I could always say, No. It's cool because my mom did it too.
Right. Yeah. It's totally cool. No.
My mom's cool as shit and I'm just like her.
No big deal.
If they weren't going to Monterey, I would love, I think it'd be so fun. Obviously, I'm too old now, but I used to get right out of high school.
You want to go to prom?
I think it'd be so fun to go and crash prom.
You should walk into high school and just be like, "Hey, I'd like to volunteer as a chaperone." They'll be like, "Are you a teacher?" "No, I just, you know, want to volunteer."
I'd like to volunteer.
Ruby would be so upset. Can you imagine if you were over there just serving punch? She would be like, "I hate them. I hate them.
We're over there just like handing out little sandwiches.
Yes.
Serving punch. Yeah.
Make good choices.
All right. Make room for Jesus. Make room for Jesus.
Oh, that's so good.
Anyway, yeah. I'm so happy my mom called. That was awesome.
I know. That was very cool.
Yeah, we should call her in more.
Yeah.
Just phone a mom. Hang on, guys. I'm going to phone a mom. Let's ask her opinion. Mom, you're speaking to, a few people. What do you think about this?
I feel like she'd handle it really well.
Yeah. I mean, there was that one time she was on the cooking show with us.
Oh, that's right.
She killed us. She was nailed like it. A backup.
Yeah, she did. She was like nervous about being on camera.
Nervous.
And then she just like took over like she was like freaking Rachel Ray or something.
Both of us were like,
she
was whoa.
I've been doing this my whole life.
Power moves, Mom. Fine. Take the lead.
She's so good.
You're the OG, I know. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening and
yes, thank you for listening. Rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating.
5-star.
Thank you, Lauren, for taking a beating and joining us.
Yeah, and also bringing probably way more prom stories than you and I have.
Well, yeah, we both were like, let's talk about prom. Oh, I don't know.
Gina's like, I never got asked.
Loser.
Dude, so many people would ask you right now.
Oh.
You guys, also, go to Gina's Instagram. On Gina's Instagram and just ask her to prom.
Someone's going to ask you. You're going to have to do like the celebrity thing. People are going to ask you and you're going to have to go. You're like,
no. Yeah, right.
No. So
oh
good.
Oh my God. First of all, that would never happen.
Okay, well, we have 1 year. We have 1 year to prepare and find our dresses and bows.
Oh my God.
And to prepare how I'm going to ask you, Flash Mob.
Flash Mob.
for your 50th prom.
Oh my God. Okay.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you soon and stay cool.
Stay cool. Thanks for listening, guys. Yes, talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.